Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Superintendent Art Sadoff about Monday's school board meeting.
Indianola School Board met in regular session Monday evening, and they continued discussion on an HR position, but also kind of started to add a job description in for a data analyst position. Talk about what the school district needs with those two positions and why they're considering adding those two jobs.
Well, both of these positions have been on the list and under consideration for a while. For a district our size, we really don't have the dedicated human resources staff that most districts do. We do a lot of things by committee. They're getting done. The assistant superintendent does a lot. One of our building secretaries here. So we've done an analysis of the essential functions and gone through and looked at what we really do well and who's in charge of it, what we are doing but could probably improve with a little more assistance, and then those things that we just aren't really having time for. And it was another good conversation with the board, I think, to start to get some consensus about how the board views that position. Anytime there's a new position you're adding, you know, I think that you want to do it thoughtfully and make sure everybody is on the same page. And then, of course, there are budget implications, too. So we are moving forward with that, and we think we'll be able to have hopefully a pretty final job description, salary range by our next Human Resources Committee meeting, and then that would come back to the full board again. The data analyst position, with all the reporting that we do today, things like federal civil rights reporting and state basic educational data survey that we do each fall and spring, as well as all of our online curriculum and things like that, there just is a lot of technical expertise needed and a lot of upfront work with that, writing queries and pulling that data out of our student information system. So very technical, time-consuming thing that has been tough for existing staff to get done with their other duties. That's another position we're continuing to look at, and we would see that as being a benefit to our teaching and learning department and human resources and other areas too. So those things are both kind of in the hopper. We're working on job description, budgeting, seeing what we're able to get done with them.
All right, well, speaking about budgeting, there could be a chance for the district to save some money, talk about some of the bond refunding that they could be going on right now.
Yeah, we have a couple of tremendous opportunities, and the past several years we have either prepaid or refinanced bonds and saved a good chunk of change. But we have two particular issues right now. One of them is a general obligation issue, so that was through a bond issue people voted on. We can save up to $966,000 on refinancing that, which is almost 30% of the future interest on that bond issue. So that's a great opportunity. We also have some sales tax bonds that we can save a couple of $100,000, 22% of future interest on that. We have to treat the two a little bit differently. There are different steps for refinancing those different kinds of bonds, and the sales tax bonds are a little bit easier. The general obligation bonds, we'll have to do a bond rating call and go through a process again. And there are different timelines that we have to meet and public hearings. It's a fairly involved process, but in the end, to save, you know, over $1 million of interest for taxpayers over the life of those bonds, we're very excited about that opportunity.
And also talk about one of the other projects was the school bus seatbelt conversion that's going on in the district.
Right. Well, there has been the change in the law that, you know, new buses purchased need to have seatbelts, and we have been doing that. But we've begun to look at how we can retrofit as quickly as possible and looking at what that would cost. And it cost about $11,000 a bus, a little bit more, to retrofit with seatbelts. And we are on a 15-year bus rotation for replacement. Well, obviously, we don't want to do this over 15 years. We want to get it done much more quickly. So we're looking at how we can get that done as quickly as possible. During this school year, we'll begin retrofitting buses. And then next school year in 2020, 2021, all of our buses that we can retrofit, we're going to do. And we'll do that by having a year where we purchase no new buses. You know, typically we purchase two or three a year. We did purchase three this past year. We will be able to do that and do it quickly without really putting our replacement schedule behind. Total cost of that's going to be about $211,000 to get those buses retrofitted. And while we're doing that, we will prioritize the buses that are on a lot of trips, that are out on the road at highway speed. Those will get retrofitted sooner than buses that are just on an in-town route, you know, speeds of 35 miles an hour or less, just from a safety standpoint. You're not going to have a bus rollover in town, for example, where potentially you could out of town at highway speeds. So Ron Swartz, the transportation director, and John Clancy, his supervisor, our school business official, have worked very hard on this and are doing some great planning, and we're going to get that done sooner rather than later.
Thanks to Art Sadoff for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.